All right, back on the post game here. We got to do a short one today because I got a meeting. But you guys are going to enjoy it. This is Common Cause's reaction. Like I said, I gave him a heads up that I was going to go after him because I'm a good guy and I didn't want to catch him off guard and have people go, oh my God, that was so unfair. So, and it also gave him another 2 days, one, to get prepared, and I'm perfectly aware of that. I'm not an unsavvy dude. But it also gave them 2 days to maybe change their mind. No. Okay, no. For the 18th time, no. So they put out a tweet, this before the show was even over. The Young Turks' attack on us ignores dangers of Article 5 Convention, won't stop us from protecting people's rights, and put up a link. Okay. It has one retweet, one like. Oh man, I see how case proved on and point well taken on how you actually do have volunteers and activists. Why couldn't you get all 50 of your lobbyists to like it and retweet it? Okay. And then they put out a press release about our attack on them.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Is that what they worked on for a full 24 hours?
I guess. Yeah. So what are the heart of their press release? Two things. One is danger, danger, danger of a convention. Well, my main critique was that you guys are working out of fear, and that in reality, convention is an agent of change, and that is what we need. And if you don't want to do that change, then we're stuck with the status quo, and we're not winning in the status quo.
Right.
We're getting killed in the status quo. And so their counter argument is yes, but on the other hand, status quo, and I'm so afraid. Okay. They emphasize danger over and over again here. Okay. And they always think that there's, everybody in Washington always thinks that the voters, the audience, et cetera, is so unsophisticated. Anyone who isn't in the elites is so unsophisticated. They're like, did you know that the right wing could also do one? No, really? Wow. You knocked me over with a feather. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Of course we know that. Did you know that there is that there will be delegates at a convention? Dude, you know how long I investigated before I started Wolfpack? You know, I went on an actual listening tour, unlike the politicians. I went and listened to Larry Lessig when he did his conference in Harvard. I went and listened to constitutional scholars in New York. I went to endless number of conferences. I went to progressive get-togethers before we came up with a plan. We didn't have the plan and then try to confirm it. I was like, wait, what's the best way to get money out of politics? I don't know. I need to go gather facts, right? And after having done all that, I realized all the upsides, the downsides, and the pitfalls of this path, but realize that there is almost no other path. And so that, which gets to the second point that they emphasize. They say, no, 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 we have the same goal as Wolfpack, to get money out of politics. And so I was like, okay, good, I'm looking forward to what their proposal is. That's the other thing I criticized them on, they're not doing anything. They said, we think we can get it through Congress.
Oh my God, are you really?
Really?
I mean, no, but here's the reality. They know they're not going to get that through Congress, which makes me think that they actually love the current system, which is not very progressive.
Yeah, no, no, I'm telling you, it's not that they're bad people. It's that in their gut, they are so afraid, literally afraid of change. They, because their lives are not that bad, and their donors' lives are not that bad.
Right.
So they just want to tweak it a little bit and make it a little better, right? And but if you talk about real change, which is what Americans need, see, that's why they hate the establishment. That's why Hillary Clinton lost. That's why the people in Washington, including these guys, never understood it. They thought, there is no way. Things are pretty good.
Yeah.
We just want to a tiny bit, like 1% or something, right? And the rest of America shouted in unison, whether it was for Trump or Bernie, no, we want real change. And so who are you kidding with Congress? You're going to get 2/3 of the Republican Congress to vote for an amendment to get money out of politics.
Dude, if we had a supermajority of Democrats, it still wouldn't matter.
We had a supermajority of Democrats, and they still didn't do it.
That's right. So it's not a Democrat versus Republican thing. This is about, you know, the fact that Congress is completely inactive on this issue because they love the way this current system works.
Look, think about it. If you're a current politician, you got into power through this system. Why would you want to change this system?
Right.
You got into power, well, literally 95 out of 100 times through corruption. Why would, for you, corruption is not the bug, it's the feature. So they're not mocking us. They really, That's just their, like, they know they're not doing anything. They're only doing things to fight people trying to get money out of politics. Mm-hmm. That they spend a lot of time and energy on. And money, they spend a lot of money trying to stop us, right? I mean, think about how gross that is. But in terms of, okay, let's see, are you adults? You know, they in Washington, they love to pretend to be adults, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious, what's your battle plan for getting two-thirds of Congress to vote for an amendment to get money out of politics? Because we have a, it's on the website on wolf-pack.com. We have step-by-step, you know, Allison Hartston, who's one of our national directors now, she never heard of the Young Turks. She went online, researched money in politics, or researched the, politics, and was like, there's something wrong. And then she figured out it's money in politics. Then she's like, who's looking to fight it? She looked at Common Cause, she looked at everybody. And they're like, she's like, no plan. Wolfpack, it's a weird name, but shit, this plan makes a lot of sense.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
She was a teacher in Orange County, okay?
She was a teacher in Orange County?
Yeah. No, you don't understand. No one at Wolfpack has ever worked in politics. The national directors are a guy who worked at the electric company and a teacher. Mm-hmm. The two people we just hired through your guys' donations we call him the mechanic because he was a mechanic, and a guy who worked in construction, okay? And of course, the Washington elites look at that and they have a good snicker.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh,
cute.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Oh, a construction guy and a teacher. Ha ha. Right? That's why they didn't take us seriously that we were coming for them. And now their phones don't work. Right?
Sorry.
And now they put out press releases. So, okay, so Allison looks, they says, okay, that's step one, two, three. I see how that gets us to our goal. It's not easy, but at least it's a path. So Common Cause, what's your path? What's that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to get 2/3 of Congress to vote for an amendment? You ain't got no plan. I know, I already talked to them. I told you, there are two plans. I actually mentioned one on the show, I'll mention another one. One is Supreme Court, wait for conservatives to die.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that turn out?
That's ridiculous.
And think about how wrong that is on so many levels. One is super morbid and kind of gross.
It is morbid and gross, and also, I don't know. I feel like there's some liberal justices that are, you know,
unfortunately
getting up there with age.
Yeah. Older in age.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, okay, so Scalia died. They got their dream. Okay, and then Obama picked Merrick Garland, who voted in favor of Citizens United. Oops, because the Democrats aren't ever going to fucking do it. Okay, again, national level, state level, you'd be surprised. Democrats and Republicans are shockingly decent a lot of times. Believe me, we still have plenty of trouble at the state level, as you're seeing here. But at least we got a fighting chance. At the national level, it is fucking hopeless. By the way, you know who are some of the guys who called the legislators to help Common Cause beat us? National fucking Democrats. Okay, that's why we're having trouble in Vermont now. They did it in Maryland too. We know, like, you think we don't have allies? They think we're kids. You're the fucking kids. We have allies. Who told us? It was Nancy Pelosi who called in Maryland last year to defeat us. Okay.
Yeah,
because they don't want change. They don't want it.
God, she's
why would
such
Nancy Pelosi want change? She's incredibly powerful, incredibly
rich.
She's
powerful and incredibly ineffective in representing the American people, by the way.
But what does she care?
She doesn't care.
She's still the number one Democrat in the House.
Oh, this makes me so bad. Why did you tell me?
Okay. They don't have a plan, and they're not going to pass it, and they're just playing patty cakes. It's like spitting in your eye to say we're going to get 2/3 of Congress to rule for this. And they know that, in fact, not only are the Republicans not in favor of it, the Democrats aren't. Okay, so then they go back to Gorsuch. So Garland gets nominated. He wasn't going to overturn Citizens United anyway, but people thought, maybe, Cenk, don't be too harsh. Except, proof's in the fucking pudding. He voted for it anyway. He might change his mind. Oh, fuck, when a Democrat's in office, you pick a guy who voted for Citizens United on the hope that he might change his mind? Are you fucking crazy? Okay, anyway, so then Garland doesn't happen. The Republicans block it. The Republicans are like, bleh. I mean, Democrats are like, what happened to your fucking three-dimensional chess? It was all a fucking mirage. Mm-hmm. They have no plan at all. Because for them, it's not so bad. They're already in power. See, you presuppose that they care about you. They don't. They care about themselves, and this system is pretty fucking good for them. Of course they don't want to fucking change it. That's why you got to rattle their cage, and you got to actually make them change it. So now Gorsuch is going to go in. On Friday, he'll be confirmed. Now you got to wait for two conservatives to die while the liberals hang on. What kind of a sick, ineffective strategy? So what are we going to do? Just sit here for 20, 30 years? Okay.
Okay. Here's what we need to do. Okay. We need to merge, and you've probably already thought about this. We need to merge Justice Democrats with Wolfpack, and we need to get people to run on a local level, right, in all these states, and we need them to be principled and fight for this.
Yeah. Yeah. No. They. Yeah. Of course, I thought about it, but it doesn't quite mesh. The reason is, and they're both great groups, and you should support both groups. Justice Democrats need to be very progressive. Wolfpack is nonpartisan because you must have enough Republicans on your side. This is not patty cakes. I didn't do all this and like take up all this time and take up all of your time and energy and money to let you down because I wanted to be partisan or I wanted to do this or that, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to get 38 states to ratify. You must have Republicans on your side. And again, at the state level, we could totally disagree with them on other policies, and we do. But you'd be surprised how many of them don't like money being spent in their races.
So okay? Maybe we need to encourage members of Wolfpack to run, right? And it doesn't matter what their political ideology is, as long as they have the common thought process regarding money and politics. I mean, do it, do it.
Yeah. So and look, that's why, you know, as always, the mainstream media is either incompetent or lies about it. They say, oh, they're just Democrats. They have these litmus tests, and that's not true. It's like they say, oh, we have to agree. They have to agree to everything in the platform. Mm-hmm. Well, you never asked us because that's not true. There's only one thing you have to agree to, which is that you're not allowed to take corporate or PAC money. Mm-hmm. That's it. As long as you're honest, we can have a conversation about the other things. Mm-hmm. I think you should be for Medicare for all. I think we don't need to do this much defense spending. There's a lot of things I think, and I think that we'll get people who are wonderful progressives that way, right? Mm-hmm. But there's only one thing you have to agree to, which is not that you're not allowed to be corrupt. So, I mean, I hope, I believe, and we have plans to bring that wave on top of their head, because I think people are sick of it. They're sick of it. And so last thing, because we really got to go, I told you there was a second strategy that Common Cause told me about behind the scenes, which I didn't share on the show, just because it was going to take up time. We'll have more time to talk about it with everybody. But it's to wait for demographic changes so that Democrats can win more seats, again, 10, 20 years down the road as the demographics of the country changes.
That is ridiculous.
It's another way of saying we're not going to do a damn thing. Yeah. What is waiting for a demographic change?
That's insane. Do you know how much damage a corrupt political system can do in 10, 15 years? I mean, we've already seen how much damage has been done since the Citizens United. And by the way, of course, there was money in politics prior to that as well.
Yeah. So, but saying you're waiting for demographic change is literally saying I'm not going to do anything.
That's right.
Because you can't force demographic change. You just sit back and wait for it.
And also, that's very, like, there are a lot of assumptions in that
of course.
Strategy, right?
Of
the
course.
Assumption, like what? That we're going to have more minorities and that they're immediately going to side with Democrats?
And so that's a huge assumption, not as we saw in this election. Oops, didn't turn out that way exactly. And then the second assumption is that if the Democrats were to get in power, that they would actually get money out of politics.
Yeah, exactly.
And as we've seen, they had a supermajority and didn't do shit about it. Okay. All right, we got to go, guys. Much love. Let's keep up the fight. The Common Cause petition is tytnetwork.com/change. So go sign that. Let's show them how strong we are. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.